Jim Taylor on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. Sherrard FFA, they are hosting a field day on September the 9th from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. And let's talk with Sherrard Ag teacher Bill Hammes about this. Kind of set us up. Tell us a little bit about what's going on.
Well, we decided to do a field day this year, and we want it to be more than just the average. You know, you come and look at soybeans or corn or whatever in the varieties. We have three different topics we have speakers to address. One of the topics is going to be grain marketing, and we have a professional coming in to talk about grain marketing, because with everything else going on, the ability to try to make a profit is going to be critical. We also have another individual coming in who's going to talk about nutrient stabilization and micronutrients, both of which can be very important. Your micronutrients can increase your yields. And with the high cost of the inputs this year, this coming year, and all the worry about the fertilizers getting into the groundwater, nutrient stabilization could be really, really critical. So we have three speakers that will give a presentation and then be able to take questions.
And Briar Viagra is the president of the Sherrard FFA. Why don't you tell us, Briar, a little bit about participating this and putting this on and, you know, offering this to the ag community? How important do you think this is?
I think it's pretty important personally. I think teaching and helping farmers learn about things like this are very important. And I do know that the Mercer County pork producers are going to be there, and they're going to make some awesome food for us to eat as well. And I think it's a really good way to get back to the community.
And I guess the other neat thing is Mr. Hammes mentioned the speakers that you have lined up. What about just, you know, organizing something like this and providing this valuable information to farmers and producers? It's a pretty neat concept. What about kind of organizing this?
Yeah, I think doing this is going to help a lot of people, and it might even spark an interest in other kids that can come or want to learn more about this. I think maybe it will push them to the direction that they need to be at.
You know, along with that, we took a lot of input from different people in the area. The officers have put in a fair amount of time, and I put quite a bit of time in also, you know, contacting speakers, and we're going to have hopefully some equipment on display that farmers can look at. We'll have a tent just in case the environment isn't the greatest that day, though it is looking like a beautiful day as at this time anyway. So, yeah, there's a lot of effort that went into the planning for this.
And the other neat thing that I think about here is we talk about, you know, maybe the student receiving the education in the classroom, but it's kind of neat here that the students are involved in providing education to the ag community. So what about that concept that, you know, they're kind of serving as the educator here in providing this information?
Yeah, it gives all the ag students who learn about it now an opportunity to share their knowledge. It also is not just specialized to Sherrard. So anybody around the area that would like to learn about it at all would be able to come.
Yeah, and I guess, Mr. Hammes, back to, you know, kind of identifying these three topics. Again, you elaborated a little bit on that, but micronutrients, nutrient stabilization, and grain marketing. Just in terms of identifying those kind of three areas and putting this program on, can you speak to kind of what went into that?
Well, I talked to a couple different individuals, one large farmer and another person involved in the agribusiness side, you know, asking what would be the most relevant topics that would have the greatest impact on farmers from this area. You know, people who their livelihood depends upon whether or not they can make a profit. And these were the three most common topics that were brought up in my discussions. And so that's why we went with those and worked to secure some speakers for it.
And this is a great day, Briar, to kind of show off the strength, in the Pride in the Sherrard FFA. What about that?
I think the Sherrard FFA chapter has a lot going for it. I feel like we are very involved in the community, and I feel like this is going to be a very great way to teach other people who want to learn more about this. I feel like this is an awesome thing we can do.
All right. Again, the Sherrard FFA Field Day coming up September the 9th, 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. Our thanks to Bill Hammes and Briar Viager for helping us out on WRMJ.